Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition 1955, recorded on Thursday the 20th of April 2017. You can call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always enjoy hearing from you, and your views are important to us. I'm Rupert Hipwell, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by
Sarah Lomax.
And in a few minutes, we will have a selection of local news stories from the evening news. In addition to the news, we will have features and letters sent to the paper in the past 7 days. We begin this week with news that a recent poll has identified that Norwich has slow through traffic. I think we probably knew that already. An Anthony Gormley statue at UEA meets with much adverse comment. The City Council is to tweak a housing scheme to accommodate, wait for it, sparrows. But we start with news that the Flying Scotsman will, after all, be visiting Norwich.
The world's most famous engine, the Flying Scotsman, will be returning to the region after cancelling its previous visit over fears spectators would get too close to the tracks. In May last year, the legendary locomotive was due to run a special excursion train, which was already sold out, from Ely to Norwich and back. However, the trip was called off amidst fears of a repeat of the scenes from February last year, when about 60 people endangered their lives by getting close to the tracks as the engine steamed through St Neots in Cambridgeshire. Its journey was halted for about 15 minutes, costing hundreds of thousands of pounds due to knock-on delays for other trains. Now, Steam Dreams, rail operator of Cathedrals Express, has announced a new tour of the country, including Norwich and Ely. The new trips will be running from Wednesday, October the 18th, until Friday, October the 27th. There will be short tours and circular trips, which starts in Peterborough, Ely, Norwich, Leamington Spa, Banbury, Derby and Sheffield. Marcus Robertson, chairman of Steam Dreams, said, "We are delighted to be able to announce that the Cathedrals Express has extended its Flying Scotsman programme this year."
The go-ahead has been given for tweaks to a housing scheme in Norwich, including the creation of special terraces to try to help the declining house sparrow population. Members of Norwich City Council's planning committee have agreed to slight revisions to plans for 105 houses at Greyhound Opening and Goldsmith Street. Some of the houses being built are to be changed from the original plan. They will now have two bedrooms instead of three. But the development will also now include measures for birds and bats, including terraces, which are essentially nesting boxes, for the house sparrows, once so common but now increasingly rare. Greyhound Opening made national headlines in 2008 after it emerged that, contrary to City Council policy, council staff had moved into sheltered housing on the site after elderly people who lived there had been moved out.
A sculpture by Anthony Gormley of a person standing on the edge of the library at UEA has sparked controversy. The art installation has been criticised by some students for being in bad taste because of potential suicide connotations, while others have complained that people are being shocked by it because they mistake it for a real person. A spokesman for UEA defended the work, which is part of a Sainsbury's Centre for Visual Arts project involving three Gormley sculptures, saying they were thought-provoking and offer both spectacle and surprise. Gormley's most famous works includes the Angel of the North in Gateshead and another place on Crosby Beach in Liverpool. The first of the three human statues at UEA has been placed on the edge of the UEA library roof. Dr. Esme Hannah tweeted, "I like Gormley's work, but not sure if the library is good taste given some universities have had students jump off said buildings."
Norwich has been named as one of the slowest cities for motorists in the country, with traffic only reaching an average driving speed of just over 16 miles per hour. And council officers behind the multi-million pound changes to roads in the city centre acknowledge that the work to make those improvements is likely to have contributed to Norwich's spot in seventh place on the slow city list. The city made the list of the 10 slowest cities based on data released by vehicle tracking firm Satrac. Cambridge was the slowest city with an average driving speed of 13.73 mph.
Taxpayers will not have to foot the bill for the work to fix a problematic Norwich City Centre road scheme, despite mystery still surrounding just what went wrong. More than 12 months after work initially started on the junction with Colgate and St George's Street, workers have been back at the scene. The area was initially shut for 9 weeks in March last year for work as part of the multi-million pound Transport for Norwich project. The work included putting in a raised table, curb realignment and foot widening. But some of the paving slabs, which were put down, cracked. Two-thirds of the work to replace those cracked slabs took place in November, although contractors Tarmac always said they would have to return this year to complete the work. They did so earlier this month. Investigations into what went wrong have been completed, but the findings were inconclusive as to a single cause for the problem. However, Tarmac has confirmed that the company will cover the cost of the repair work, although the cost has not been revealed.